You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. Yeah, we bout to make it all spark. Chill, cause it's ain't for the faint of heart. Ty G's the brainiac, cause he's hella smart. Travis G'll tell you how it is from the start. Microphone, headphone, keeping it chill. Gundy brothers with the at-home feel. So grab a drink, go and grab a meal, and lock your doors, cause it's gonna get real. Talk about sports, about comedy and food. Tune in now if you wanna know the news. Gather up your friends, tell your crew. Brace yourself, cause we roast you fools. Shout out to Johnny Goose, man, Mr. Rocha. Gundy brothers about to take the panocha. Go and tell, ring that bell. You are now entering the trap door to hell. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to
welcome
go.
Welcome on back to Trap Door to Hell. It is March 4th. April 4th. Excuse me. Tuesday, April 4th. Back
just
again, as always.
Just a month behind.
Yeah, I don't remember these. I know, I always forget March, April, May. I'll forget. I'll fuck up and say May 1st.
Yep.
Then I'll
one of those classic things to fuck up. The order of the months.
Yeah, absolutely. As always, hosting Travis Gunnarsson here, and joining me this week is Tyler, my good brother. How are you doing? No, before I ask you how you're doing.
Oh shit!
This is why we jumped right into the recording. I've got a surprise for everybody on today's.
Uh-oh.
As anybody may know, what do you think you may know what's in this cup here?
I mean, I have a good guess.
Why don't you go ahead and tell the people?
Is that a red beans and rice?
Absolutely not. This is a new menu item at Popeyes that I don't think you found out about, and Donnie told me about. It is a strawberry and cream biscuit from Popeyes. Why don't you take a look at that?
Strawberry cream biscuit from Popeyes. That looks fucking delicious.
I'll tell you.
Is that like a glaze over the top of it?
This is like a glaze, sort of. It's not very thick. You can touch it. It doesn't get on your fingers. See?
Got it. Yeah.
It does eerily smell like strawberry toaster strudels in here. I'm going to break this in half real quick. I'm going to show you what the inside looks like here. Ooh.
Oh, shit.
That looks pretty good. We're going to take a test here.
That looks absolutely delicious. Picking it back old school trapdoor style, doing food reviews live on the podcast.
By chance, too, I forgot about this. This is good. This needs more icing.
I was going to say, it looked way too thin.
But what's there is good.
Yeah. Is it like... is it any different than just a, like, obviously it's different, but like the biscuit, the texture, the taste of the biscuit, is it as if they did something different, or is it all in the icing?
It's the same texture. No, there's there's definitely whatever is strawberry in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like there's a layered, like, strawberry cream almost, kind of.
Okay.
So it makes the biscuit a little bit softer on the inside than their regular biscuits, and that's where you get the flavor from. This would be better if they had more icing on it. That's for sure. It's just a little bit dry. I recommend it, but I would say maybe ask them for more icing.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do it. Probably not.
Maybe they'll offer it on the side. Maybe you just get icing on the side.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like a side fucking thing of it. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'll save the rest for later, and I'll melt some icing here and dip it in. But
do it yourself.
Yeah, no, by chance, because Donnie told me about it a couple, maybe last week or the week before, I forget.
Yeah.
He said, it's okay, it's not bad, it does a job, but it's not. And I was going to get dinner today, and I just thought to myself, I'm going to get Popeyes.
Yeah.
And then I realized while in line, they've got the strawberry biscuit. I can try it on the podcast today. And so we did. Well, now that we're done with that, Tyler, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Been a great couple of weeks here. Been having a blast. You know, last time I was on here, we talked about getting engaged and stuff. So now we're just in the thick of planning a wedding and all that very fun stuff.
In the very thick of it too.
Yeah, buddy. So
what kind of fun stuff are you doing? I see you're touring venues. I see you're dancing on stages to get free things.
Hey man, I went full white boy at the that was a wedding fair just to look at some vendors and stuff like that before
so
looking
first
at venues.
First and foremost, I seen this post and I thought to myself, what the fuck is a wedding fair? And then how it was explained to me is it's like an RV show, but for things for weddings.
Exactly.
A little easier to understand.
Yeah, you just get like photographers out there and all these different like people trying to sell their business to you. There was one dude who had a real estate. He was just a real estate agent and he was just handing out beers and stuff like that to people. So definitely had a couple drinks in me in order to get up finally onto the stage.
I was going to say, so it's an RV show, but it seemed like there's like a group of couples that are all newly engaged that get together in this, whatever ceremony that is. And you have the opportunity to dance on stage for stuff. Set it up. Cause I'm confused.
So pretty much, you know, you buy tickets to go to this wedding fair thing and all that. And they have,
wait,
this...
you buy tickets to go.
So we bought tickets to go there. Yes.
How much were the tickets?
Like 10, 15 bucks. Not bad. Buy tickets to go there, go around, see all the different vendors, try stuff. People had cookies and stuff like that. And just try different things, figure stuff out. One of the big draws of it is you get to enter your name into a raffle at every vendor, and different places are doing different raffles, but there's one overarching raffle that is a $10,000 check to go towards a wedding.
Well, wait, how do they know it's going towards a wedding?
I think it has to go to, I don't know. We didn't win, obviously, or else that would have been posted everywhere.
Yeah, well, I would have figured out how to get different money. Use your money a little more wisely.
Yeah.
Go do a cheap wedding and then, you know, buy an Elvis suit or something like that. Say, hey,
exactly,
I love Elvis.
Right?
I'm going to get married and dress like Elvis. Okay, go on.
So that's pretty much the first half of it is going around checking out vendors. The second half, well, for like an hour, they had live entertainment, which they were selling this band that could come to your wedding, and you pay. I think their down payment was like $5,000. Have these people come perform at your wedding.
Now, was the band?
They were all right.
$5,000, obviously.
No, the drummer looked exactly like the dude from the League. Bald dude.
Blitz the League, the game where you'd shoot steroids into your players.
I wish. Sorry. No, from the League, the bald comedian. I can't think of his fucking name.
I know his face.
Do you know anybody out there, just look at the bald guy from the League. The drummer looked exactly like him, and I couldn't get that out of my head. Not a good band though.
Nice.
And then they were saying, okay, you know, we're raffling off a few things. You know, we want four couples up here, and four couples went up, and they had the husband or the soon to be husband do a dance on the wife. Like,
that's
do a
right.
lap dance on the wife.
Yep. Remember, he hasn't made that commitment yet. No matter who thinks so, there's always an exit strategy.
so they did that, and then they, you know, the next thing was, all right, now we want four soon-to-be husbands to go up there, and I was getting go. I was getting pushed.
I figured you got forced to do it.
You know what? It was a little bit, but it was also kind of like, had a couple of drinks. I was feeling pretty funny at the time.
No,
I was like,
it's all,
fuck it, why not?
It's all the things, because for those, I think we've mentioned it on here, Tyler gets nervous to talk to bank tellers.
Which exactly was the last thing we talked about on here was,
oh,
the
okay.
fact that I'm real fucking, last time I was on here is how I get real nervous about doing it.
Get real
anything.
Nervous, yeah.
So I was surprised that I just kind of jumped right up to do it. I was like, oh shit, okay, here we go. And yeah, the bit for the four of us was to go up there and dance. And the best dancer won. And I pulled out some moves, man. I kind of blacked out. don't
kind really, of blacked out there for a second.
Kind of blacked out there for a second. I remember the song starting.
For real? The squeaky toy right now? For real?
Benny wants to play. He wants to be part of the podcast. So I just remember like hyping up the crowd a little bit, and then it was like,
oh, you are so, you know, it's funny. You do the stiffest hyping up the crowd of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's well, like when Steve Martin was hyping up the crowd and bringing down the house with Queen Latifah. That's what it looked like. It
was that
like,
was my, that was my inspiration. So at first the music started playing, and in my head, like I had my hands in my pockets, and I was kind of like grooving, and I was like,
Napoleon Dynamite.
I was in my head. I was like, do I remember the whole Napoleon Dynamite dance?
The whole dance.
So I started grooving, and then I went to get, and I was like, I don't remember this dance. So I had to audible.
Pivot. Yeah, it's really cool. I remember it. It's grooving, yeah. And then the beat drops, and then you go leg spread, and you do a little bit, and then you go like arms up. And then, but it's really cut. I think I saw an interview where they said that he danced for like 45 minutes of that's just insane. Doing the most ridiculous things, and then they just cut whatever together.
I was like, up there for 2 minutes and it felt like an eternity. I couldn't imagine 45 minutes of dancing like that.
Now, I may not remember that at all, but well, that's why they are actors and you are.
Absolutely. I'm just
high lore.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So ended up winning that, ended up winning like a 2-night stay at some place for free.
Anytime?
Well, it was Monday to Thursday or something like that. It was a during the week thing, but
it doesn't have to be for the wedding.
No.
Well, let's see right there.
And then we got a $500 off a photographer, videographer, one of their packages. The package was like $4,000. So it was like, okay, well, this is still expensive. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, and the crazy thing is you can just do anything on an iPhone now, so I don't think you need those people.
No, yeah, exactly.
I'll be your photographer and videographer.
Well, actually.
And I'll also.
We have something else in mind for you, Travis.
Yes, all right, yes.
We got something. You do, as long as you accept. I was waiting. I wasn't sure how to frame this question.
Do I?
We need somebody to officiate the wedding.
Oh!
And we figured there's nobody better.
Is this for real right now?
This is a real
thing.
Are
you for real right now?
I'm being very
for real. How serious is this thing?
It's a serious wedding, Travis. So, you know, I know.
Well, I'll have to think about it.
I'm probably cutting you down at the knees a little bit with the excitement because you're not going to have like full.
I cannot dress like Elvis.
Let me get back to you on that.
We'll talk about some things.
We'll discuss some things.
Because I do not, as much as we like to laugh and joke around, I do not want to steal thunder for what would be your big day. And I know myself, and I tend to get that way.
Absolutely.
Let's think about this. Let me write a script first, all right?
Okay, I mean, if you want to write a script, absolutely.
I don't know what this all in what I can wear, what I can, but
if I were to guess, it's probably just very simple tux or whatever. But again, it could be discussed.
Tuxedo shirt.
Again, it could be discussed.
I think we'll do some serious talking on here.
Yes.
Now let me say this now. There's no rules. There's no rules for you at all. You get to pick a venue, pick however your wedding is officiated, and pick what you're going to wear for your wedding. Go. Nobody's here to tell you no.
Yeah.
Go. Do it.
Fuck. That's,
and I know
that's
she could probably hear you in there.
Oh, absolutely. But again, this is just like.
Here.
Money is limitless.
Here, this is what money is ever anything. You could do whatever you want. Whatever. All right. And then if she asks, just say, you know, who would you want to go do something with? I don't know, make it up.
all right. So I would have to say
all right.
Probably somewhere with a cool ass, probably like a fucking like I wouldn't say on a beach, but like I'm trying to think. I keep thinking of, remember the Just Go With It movie, the fucking Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, where they're like on the side of the cliff at the beach in Hawaii.
That hated that movie. Dope. Okay.
The
all right.
Movie wasn't that great, but that would be a cool view.
Okay.
Big Daddy brought this up and he kind of said it, and I was like, holy shit, that would look pretty sick.
Yeah.
For the look. All white with like the Kelly Green like tie and accent stuff. I was like, if you could do it right, that would look pretty fucking sick.
That's hard.
It's hard, but
almost need an accent color to go around the white.
Yes. Because
it's so much.
Because it's a lot of white.
Off white would probably be good. Who do you want to officiate your wedding?
Who would I want to officiate the wedding? You, of course, brother.
Oh, my goodness. My heart is melting.
Like, as much as we say, like, you know, we don't want you going, like, crazy and everything, we still want you to be you. Like, the reason we chose you is because of who you are, pretty much. Because we know if there's anybody, I mean, we obviously wanted a family or a friend. We weren't going to pay, like, you know, because paying for an officiant is like $1,000 or whatever. And if it costs money for you to get ordained, we will pay for your ordainment or whatever.
No, don't worry about that. Because I might use it for other weddings.
But at the same time, it's like, with going through the list of people, it's like, I mean, Travis is top of the top.
This is awesome.
You know, he great. Has exactly what we need to.
Oh, this is, I mean. My, you just.
I'm over here just
pumping me up,
honestly.
Dude. This is crazy right now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So.
Yeah.
We will hash out some things on the side about everything before you make your official. Sorry to put you on the spot too, but
yeah.
Before you make your official, yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and see how many quotes from the movie Air Bud I can fit into.
You just slide them in there
into the sermon. Yeah, there's got to be something. It's not. This is now a huge task for me.
Yep,
I have to figure this out.
I figured this would. This is either going to be like super laid back and super fun for you, or this is going to be one of the most stressful. Like on top of stress for us, it's going to be the most stressful thing for you.
When I went onto the Yak, and they said. The first one was easy because she just sent in a clip, but then they said, hey, we need you to send in a video. It'll be like days. That for months. For yes. months. I might sit down and write it tonight.
That, I mean, just a heads up, you've got a year. It's going to be spring of next year, so you got some time. But if you want to write it tonight, you're more than welcome to write it tonight.
Well, before I can start writing it, I'm going to have to go on YouTube and learn exactly what these people are supposed to be saying.
Yeah.
That's just kind of step one of one. What's the order of operation? To be honest, very drunk at the other wedding I was in.
Yep.
Nobody knew that. Just like this. Nobody also knew I was just drunk on Saturday, but that's crazy. It's another crazy story.
Oh, Jesus.
I woke up Saturday in the middle of the night and to go pee.
Yeah.
And there was a big puddle of something in the hallway right by my bathroom. And I said, I put towels on it. And then I went to the bathroom and I went back to bed. And I said, damn well knowing, I said, either Ben or me pissed in that hallway. And then it wasn't even till yesterday. I was talking to Laura about it. And I go, I don't remember leaving the party we were at. Yeah. And she goes, there's no way. There's no way you don't remember. You weren't slurring. You were like completely intelligible. You did not appear to be drunk in any way. I don't remember shit. I blacked
Jesus
out.
Jesus Christ.
Fun
which
time.
So which one was that? Because I know there was a couple of them for you that on Saturday. Which one were you leaving that you don't remember?
No,
leaving?
I just went to Taddy Mason's and then
okay,
and then I went to the Gomez party.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure. I knew you went to those two. I wasn't sure what the order of operations was. I was like, if he was leaving Taddy Mason's like that, Jesus,
there's no way. There's no way. Nicole would off with her head. Yeah,
right.
She would hate that. Absolutely hate that. It would be fun to get hammered with Taddy Mason, but
I hear he's the best to get drunk with.
I'll have to save him for camping. Slip him a few Heffenweisers or something. I don't know. I don't know what he would like.
He definitely seems like a Heffenweiser guy.
Where were we? Oh, that's right. All right. So I'd love to get married at the top of the what's that? The Matterhorn in Disneyland.
There you go.
Ralphie May, but Ralphie May as a ghost.
Ghost of Ralphie May.
Being the guy. Shit. What is the thing that I'm supposed to do now?
Officiate
it. Yeah. And I'm wearing like a 70s full rhinestone cowboy getup.
Sweet.
Yeah. And it matches the inside of the cavern.
Ooh.
My best man would be the bottomless snowman. I'd line up literally right next to him. Like, sorry, Tyler, Kiahi, Tyler, my brother, everybody who might not be in line for best man. There's nobody going to beat the man.
Nobody's
beat. He's the only person who heard me utter the lines. Are my eyes open right now?
Yeah.
Besides, you get everybody in that toboggan.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get very few options. You get mom and the people in the toboggan or the abominable snowman.
Yeah, and I can't have mom be my best man.
No.
No way.
That's like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Mom as your best man.
Well, I would never force anybody to switch genders. So,
good point.
You know, you do what you want and be happy in your own body. You know, my mom is God.
My mom is done. Oh shit, what a throwback. I forgot about that one.
I'm firing on all cylinders today.
Yeah. Oh shit. So
fun. So I've got a lot to think about. This is crazy. You do. You know what my dad actually said that he mentioned to you guys when you were talking about this, like, why don't you just hire your brother to do everything? Which was a crazy thing for my dad to do because I don't think he understands that we are very this will happen now.
Yeah.
Or he does understand it and he's just waiting for a really good time.
maybe he fucking planted the seed in my head to just be he's like, I know how this is going to turn out.
Next thing you know, he's going to start making niche references for me that he wants. You know what? Even better.
This is the bit.
I'm going to put niche references that only he understands.
Just little things that only dad will get. You got to really start watching. You got to really start watching the History Channel, Ancient Aliens. And then just start doing callback references. You guys remember that episode of Ancient Aliens? And dad's just sitting there going, ha-ha, I remember that.
References from the Clint Eastwood classic, Everything Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh fuck, you just unlocked them. You unlocked that memory in me too. Dad being obsessed with
Do you like that movie? Do you like Every Which Way But Loose?
Oh shit.
You know, that came in because I was laughing earlier. I was watching Lights Camera Barstool and they had Parks and Rec NFL Adams. Logo hat.
Oh, Rob.
Rob Lowe. Lowe.
Yeah, not Rob Snyder.
And Rob Lowe was talking about how he loves the Planet of the Apes, and there's this guy on YouTube who does full prosthetics and acts like the Dr. Ape from one of them. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Dr. Z or something. He said the YouTube channel, and I have to look it up after this, but he just made a comment. He said the guy does interviews like he was actually in Hollywood, and he's actually this Dr. Ape. So he was telling a story about how he lost a job to every which way but loose to that other orangutan.
Oh,
and the friend, he's like, the first time he met Sammy Davis Jr. And I started laughing in the car today. Oh, and I was Jesus like, this Christ. Is so I gotta watch that YouTube. I think it's like something Mr. Z. I gotta find it. I'll go back to Lights
Camera Barstool, just go back,
rewind it just to hear the name and then go back. I showed my friend Shane, from TikTok, the fantastic singer to Josh, our cousin, yesterday.
Shane, wait, The one who would just be the guy who was just in the parking lots.
Yeah, but he's not always just in the parking lot, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been really on TikTok live kick now, to where I just keep getting really it's I don't know if it's from you and your New Year's karaoke, but it's exactly that. It's just nice. Really drunk dudes singing, like, most of them are singing country music, but it's very fun. I've made it to a point where I have like a fake Hardy, not Hardy, you know, you're Hardy, but Hardy the singer.
Yeah.
Who looks exactly like him, sounds kind of like him. And I just sit there and I'll watch his lives, and it'll just be girls going, "Oh my God, I love you. Your newest song is so great." And I'm just like, these people, his name is literally not the real Hardy, or something like not Hardy official or some shit like that. I'm like, how stupid can you be?
Well, a lot of the consumers of TikTok are just like the people who post on there, and I watch.
Yep.
Because that's absolutely funny. I was going to say, yours are like drunk people doing karaoke. Mine are all mentally challenged people.
If I'm going to take a stab, I'm going to say they're a little bit on that spot. They're riding that line, you know?
Well, I mean, there's a fine line of alcohol and mental retardation, but, you know, I love it all. I love it. I want them to keep creating content.
I
just wish there was a better way to monetize for them.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it, because we still don't monetize this, but
I wish they had their own app. I'd get rid of TikTok and just watch that all day. Yeah, like, it's the same algorithm, same thing. The
same thing for me.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But then you just kind of weed out all the rest of the stupid shit. You're just like, all right.
Like all these whores on there trying to sideshow their tits.
Yep.
Like I don't know how to screen record and then slow it down really, really far so I can pause it right where I see a little bit of nipple.
Write that down. Oh, fuck.
I was making a joke about that the other day with one of my coworkers, and that's exactly what he said. He goes, "Yeah, like these people don't know that you could just screen record it and then slow it really down." And I'm like, just tell it on yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Oh, fuck.
Like, I've tried that too, but I know, but I'm not going to say that.
But the thing is, you don't say it.
It makes you sound like the most thirstiest man of all time.
Yeah,
Your Safari and type in P-O, and you don't even have to. You don't have to screen record or slow it down.
You don't even have to finish the word. By the time you hit that, it's there.
They actually have a documentary on Netflix right now. I recommend it.
What the fuck is it called?
Pornhub something.
Yeah. I thought that was a fake. I thought that was like one of those scary movie
what? Scary movie's a real movie.
Like disaster. I thought it was like that. I thought it was like a spoof movie.
Oh no, it's a documentary, about the stuff that, yeah. I mean, it starts off with like understanding how they got big, and then it just goes into why did they have child pornography and rape porn on their website, and how come they don't get it off? So it takes a turn. Okay,
it takes a dark turn. It's not like the great cinematic masterpiece that is Orgasmo.
No. It's an actual documentary, and it's meant to. Yeah, I was scanning for something to watch, and I was like, I'm not really invested. I'd been watching Disneyland documentaries all day on YouTube, so I was like, let's just stay in the pocket here. We'll watch this.
Yeah. It's all around the same stuff.
They all one minute they're talking about, you know, the Matterhorn, and exactly it started off as just a pile of dirt, and then the next thing you know, they're talking about who's gonna be the biggest BBW of the year at the AVNs.
I mean, just two seamless topics. They just blend together.
They blended right together.
Yeah.
Oh, very funny. Very funny. All right. So what else has been going on?
That's pretty much been all my time. It's just wedding stuff. And I watched a lot of WrestleMania this weekend. Also looked at wedding venues this weekend.
Cool, dude. Cool, that's real, man. Cool.
Yeah. WrestleMania.
I saw one clip, and that does bring up a great question I had. What the fuck is Logan Paul doing? And he's wrestling a bottle of his fucking juice that he makes. The fuck is going on?
First of all,
WrestleMania is 2 days. What the fuck is that?
Well, do you remember the days of WrestleMania being like 7 hours?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you're watching, you started at 5 and you're not done till midnight.
That was the best.
I really enjoyed it, but now I think it started in COVID when they had to do like they did a lot of different like cinematic matches and stuff like that to kind of work around COVID.
The fuck does that mean?
Pretty much like they didn't do matches in the arena. They did AJ Styles versus Undertaker, and they fought at like somebody's house.
It's like when Saturday Night Live does pre-recorded content.
Pretty much. So they just seemed into there. So they've been doing it ever since then. It's fun because it just extends WrestleMania for me, pretty much. I didn't really think about how people would see that out of context. See Logan Paul and KSI in the bottle. He was not
okay.
Fighting.
Who the hell is KSI? Is that a singer?
So that's another YouTube guy. That's his partner. For that Prime Water or whatever that he sponsors, that's his.
I just found out that was his stuff.
Okay, so
literally a few days. Josh told me about it when I was over there for Taddy Mason's birthday.
Yeah,
so I was he's like, that's Logan Paul's stuff, and I'm like, yeah. Why are these kids? What? I don't know.
So his business partner in that is KSI, the black guy who was inside of that. Which a few years back they had a boxing match too, the two of them. So. It's kind of been a whole thing. He was fighting an actual wrestler because Logan Paul has been kind of sort of part of WWE for the
people
last
I have heard through the grapevine that he is actually pretty good at what he does when he comes into the ring.
He's very entertaining and he's very athletic.
Now, so does he have to make everything the biggest gimmick of all time? And how does WWE allow him to do something like bring a character of a fucking Prime bottle with him into the arena?
Travis, I want to tell you something right now.
What's up?
That wasn't the only like actual advertising like that in the show.
So
as much as I want to say, yeah, stupid ass Logan Paul doing that, it was WWE's decision. They had so much like Rey Mysterio fought his son, Dominic Mysterio, and it was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch match. Well, that's what we call it. They didn't officially label it the Cinnamon Toast Crunch match, but they had around the outside, the barriers and stuff, was a rolling like ticker of Cinnamon Toast Crunch advertisement.
Okay.
Throughout the whole match. And they did that for a bunch of different matches.
They could probably get a rack for that, dude.
Oh, they said this was like the most revenue that WWE has made in a pay-per-view.
They're just selling everything. They're literally Ricky Bobby with Fig Newton on the dash.
Yes. That's exactly what they're doing.
I know this sticker is dangerous, but I do love Fig Newtons.
So I made the joke of it's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch match, but they literally had at Royal Rumble, it was the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. They were advertising.
Did they fight in the dark?
They kind of, sort of. It was two dark characters, and they kind of had the... two dark characters, both of them white. If that makes it feel better.
No, it made me feel better the other way. I'm old school, brother.
That's right.
Pit them against each other before they take our white women.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
My back door is open. There's got to be some way everybody's just listening to me yell that. Nothing.
Have to. Yeah. These walls are thin around here. They're probably listening to me just like, what the fuck is this guy? They listened to me do a 3-hour podcast with Curveballs and Chair Shots and went, dude, these guys aren't interesting enough to be doing this. What the fuck is that guy?
Let's say the 3-hour podcast for Trapdoor to Hell, please. They're banging on the door.
Yeah. But yeah, so Logan Paul he's very good in the ring somehow, some way.
Dominic's just on hour two. It's 2 hour, 45 minute mark. He's like, all right, I found this peep over at the Walgreens today.
Oh
I'm
shit.
sorry. I go back to what you were saying. I had to get that one off.
I was waiting for you to, if you had any more WrestleMania questions, because
no, I did see that.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio looks out of shape.
He's up there. He's in the Hall of Fame now. They put him in the Hall of Fame on Friday night. And then,
yeah, I mean he's getting Ric Flair drunk body, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That old drunk body.
That old everything just starts dropping on you.
Yeah, I know it's Modelo time. Hey! Fucking barking at me, trying to record a podcast, dude. Come here, I'll keep petting you, but you gotta stop barking.
No courtesy from Benny on the.
Yeah, I only took him to the fucking dog park for 2.5 hours.
That boy can run.
That boy run.
That boy can run. He should have been part of the dark match.
No, I don't really have it. I just thought it was funny. I was like, they really fucking let him bring a fucking Prime bottle into this thing. Like,
yeah,
everything's.
The old way
the shit used to be back in the day.
That's right. But, somebody got busted open with a ladder and they cut away with the cameras and had to zoom. It was an Edge was fighting, which that guy shouldn't be fighting still. That man's old as fuck too. Threw a ladder at somebody, hit him in the top of the head, cut their head open. They should
bring him back in old school and do the live sex thing that he was going to do with Lita.
Yeah. Yeah. that was probably part of that documentary you were watching.
Good times. What else was I going to say? Who cares that much about women's basketball? Which side do you fall on? Is the black girl allowed to do it too, or is the white girl not allowed to do it?
Dude, I don't give a fuck. I just love trash talk. I don't give a shit who's doing it.
For the people who don't know, and this will be quick because nobody cares about women's basketball once again. A white woman from the Iowa team in the semifinals to the female match March Madness tournament did a John Cena "You Can't See Me" to a competitor after they won, and then everybody said that was cool. Or I guess I don't think anybody really made any comments about it at all because I didn't see much on Twitter. And then there was a black woman from what school won?
LSU,
who. After the or towards the very, very tail end of the game, the final seconds, chased down this other white woman and did the "You Can't See Me" to her repeatedly, and then pointed at a ring on her finger, as well as Tyler's demonstrating for the YouTube audience.
Yep.
And that now the internet has broken into a crazy kerfuffle over why is it okay when a white woman does it and when a black person doesn't, it's not okay.
I what I'm very confused by is why was the girl from LSU so upset that the other girl did it to a different team? Like it's not like they faced each other the round before and she did it and now she was doing it in retribution. So I was confused.
It did
there.
Seem like she was carrying a grudge over that.
Exactly. And I was just kind of like, oh, seems
now,
like
I
she's
don't
want to
go
upset.
Into a whole tangent there about how those
Cut his mic.
I just farted too. I think I disguised that fart while I was laughing. Well, no, I said it. But
not a disguise when you bring it to light.
It's a master of disguise.
Can you get the turtle suit? I think I have something planned.
We are a go. I just thought it was super funny. And so I was scrolling Twitter yesterday and I was like, I've seen enough of this. I'm about to say something. What I was about to say was in a full, because now at the Guzzler _TDTH trapdoor to hell. That is where we could find all this. Now that basically I can't hide behind the trapdoor persona. I have all the friends I've grew up with basically tricked into my podcast Twitter feed now.
Jokes.
So when I say
bitches.
These jokes, sometimes 99.99% of the time, nobody understands these jokes that I'm making. Yeah. So I run the risk of having people come out and being like, who are you now? Instead of just
what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah. So what I wanted to say was, why all of a sudden does everybody care about women's basketball or women in general? The only reason they care is because they made it into a race thing or something like that. Yeah. But then I decided to go with a tweet that quote tweeted that Anthony Rendon was going to be serving a 4-game suspension for his altercation with an Oakland A's fan. And soft. I said that if Caitlin, whatever her name is, the white basketball player from Iowa had done it, then it would have been okay.
Which I thought was a pretty good tweet.
If you want good banger tweets like that, you thought it was a good tweet and you didn't retweet it?
Sorry. I was joking.
Shut up, dude. I'm tired of you, man.
Fucking dog.
God, fuck you, dog. If you want good tweets like that, go to my Twitter.
Speaking of dogs.
The Guzzler _TDTH. What's up?
Something from WrestleMania. Snoop Dogg was there.
He heard you.
He likes Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he heard Snoop Dogg. He's like, what?
What happened with my homie? Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I retweeted by Tyler Gunnison.
That's fucking
crazy.
If Caitlin
Clark did it, it would have been okay. Oh, my goodness.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Snippet for you guys who are sitting at home right now.
That's right. So
maybe you've seen this happen live on Twitter.
You know where we were at recording. Yeah. Snoop Dogg was at WrestleMania.
Stoned.
He officially made a match for Pat McAfee. McAfee came out on night one, wrestled with The Miz. George Kittle got involved and clotheslined The Miz as well, which was pretty cool. Pretty interesting. And then on night two, this is when shit got real funny. Shane McMahon came out and was supposed to have a match with The Miz again. Oh, he did the thing, and then he got into the ring and he was like doing some moves with The Miz. He hit the ropes, went to go leapfrog over The Miz. As soon as he landed, blew his quad, and he just laid there. Everybody was like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? And Snoop Dogg, who was out there for the segment to save the day, comes in, he grabs the mic, and he like hits The Miz in the mouth, drops him, and then he goes over to Shane, and he just goes, hey, cuh, you all right? As he's lying there with his fucking quad blown out. He's just like, you all right? No response. And he just goes, damn, I'm gonna finish this myself then. And then he hits the worst rock people's elbow you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And pinned him. But
so where does Pat McAfee come in?
Pat McAfee just had a match. I was just, I know you love Pat McAfee. He had a match the night before.
I thought Pat McAfee was gonna be out again.
No,
I thought you were gonna say that Snoop Dogg called out Pat McAfee.
I wish he would have. That would have been great.
Yeah,
Snoop's old ass.
Just imagine Snoop Dogg. He's like Stone Cold Steve Austin up there. He gets on the corner of the ring. People just start throwing lit joints at him. He's taking a hit out of every single one that's flying through the air.
Oh fuck! You got to pitch that shit. Send a tweet over to WWE.
Sounds good. I'll do a lap.
I got an idea for you fellas. I'll have to write a script for it. Just like how we had Dominic send a live tweet to fucking Frank the Tank during the podcast on Friday.
Okay, because I seen you were doing the baseball review. So what was this?
Did he even send out that tweet now that I think about it? So Dominic absolutely hates Frank the Tank.
Okay, absolutely. I wonder why.
Every time, like, because me and Cheese will just do bits about it the whole time, and every time we'll send in, we'll send something to him, he's just like, I fucking can't stand that guy. So we were talking, fuck, he never sent that tweet out. We were talking about something, can't remember exactly what it was.
He doesn't have a personal Twitter, he just uses curveballs and chairs.
No, he has both, but neither of them had the tweet.
Oh, okay.
And he was supposed to tweet out something about,
Well, what is he supposed to tweet out? I'll tweet it at Frank.
Fuck, it was something along the lines of God, I hate the Mets, or I can't wait for the Mets to send all their good players to the Braves or some shit like that.
I thought I saw this. Did he tweet it and then delete it?
Maybe he deleted it. Maybe Frank actually responded and we just never noticed and he deleted it.
Okay. But, can't wait for the Mets to send all their players.
Oh, here it is. He did do it.
Okay, sorry. Never mind. It's not funny anymore.
At Frank's at NJ Tank 99, we will miss Darren Ruff, and I can't wait for the Mets to trade all their good players to the Braves.
Any response?
Not a single thing.
I'm gonna go retweet him real quick. Was that on his personal, please?
That was on the curveballs and chair shots. You have to go to tweets and replies because I think it was a
reply.
Because he added them. But good times. Funny stuff.
Hashtag Miami Mania was retweeted.
Mommy Mania.
Is that what it's in?
Yeah. That's for one of the female wrestlers. Dominic Mysterio's kayfabe girlfriend.
Oh.
It's very funny. Very funny story. The wrestling's telling good stories right now. Well, they were. And now
here we go.
Vince McMahon's back in control.
We will miss Darren Ruff and can't wait for the Mets to trade all their good players.
Yeah. Shoot that bad boy a retweet.
I'm just going to reply.
Even better.
Couldn't agree less.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. No, it was good. It's been good. I put money on Miami to beat UConn, lost. I was
that
like,
didn't happen.
Good thing I retired early from March Madness.
Yep.
I just decided to try and get a little bit in before the tournament was over. But I'm good now until football season. I'm held off.
I had to stop myself after like the second day in a row of going cold during March Madness. So I was just like,
yep.
Nah.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
So how in general did the baseball overview go for you guys? The 2023 season prediction podcast. It went 3 hours, right?
It went 3 hours, but that was also because it was a WrestleMania preview podcast. So it was
okay.
Like,
I guess what I'm really asking
was a lot of baseball.
I guess what I'm really asking is, what dumb shit did Dominic say this year?
Well, one of his things that he said was that he said he had the Brewers winning the division, and then later on he said something about the Brewers not making the playoffs. We were just like, so you have them winning the division, but you don't have them going into the playoffs. And he was like, yes.
He said yes.
Yeah. So we gave him the chance to correct himself,
to opt himself out.
But he did not take. He did not take that. So
that's a genius.
Other than that, I mean, it was
genius. Nobody is predicting that.
That's true. Absolutely,
I mean,
nobody.
If he nails that for a reason.
Like
Brewers,
halfway through
Brewers
the season,
end the 162 ends. They are first place in the division. Their airplane on the way home from the game crashes, and the entire team perishes.
Fuck, you're right.
And he is the biggest genius of all time.
God damn it.
From the same guy who posted his peep reviews into three videos comes
the Brewers.
The
Mate,
Brewers
winning the division,
but not making the playoffs.
I love that guy. I love him to death. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it was actually like very intelligent baseball talk, and I was very surprised. From three idiots like ourselves, it felt very, very smart.
Now I have an interesting question.
Shoot.
If something like that actually did happen with what we've seen from DeMar Hamlin, do you think they would play the playoffs? Or do you think they would? How ridiculous does this go?
That's tough. Like, if a
does
whole
stuff
team
continue to go on as planned, do they cancel it and not have a champion? Or do you think they name the dead teams the champions?
I would hope they would name them the champions.
Yes.
No.
But
that.
I would also hope at the same time that they announce losers, and they still have to make t-shirts for those losers, and those still get sent to the middle of Africa to the underprivileged nations. Just like they do with the championship shirts now.
So you name the Brewers the World Series champions,
yep.
But you still do the rest
R.I.P.
of the, you still
and you
do
take
the rest
their,
of
you
the
make
tournament,
their team.
And everybody plays for second place.
No, just pick one. It doesn't matter.
You let Dominic choose, and he picks a National League team to be the second place.
He's
team.
The only person who predicted that he should pretend.
He you should. Know when,
you think he'll answer if I call him right now?
He might.
I want to get him.
He's the only person. It's like that swing vote movie where he was the last person, and everybody kept trying to nudge him one way or the other. Oh fuck. I don't know if you have it on speaker, but it's not ringing on my end, at least.
You can't hear it?
No.
I can hear it.
Okay, well, we'll see how it goes. He's not going to answer your ass anyways.
Will you try and do this next?
I can.
Please leave your message.
Don't oust him.
I'm not going to. You try and call him.
I have a feeling that because you called first and then I'm calling, he's going to be like, fuck, they're doing the podcast.
He doesn't know we do this anymore. Shh, quiet. I really want to ask him the question. I want to figure out. Let's see. Hey, knock it off. I'm trying to do a podcast here. See, I can't hear it ringing.
Yeah.
It must be a...
These mics are so good, they cancel out that noise.
Oh, I heard it. It's like they know. Okay, we're awaiting Dominic.
Damn. One last ring.
Please leave your damn message it. For.
Don't ask him. Don't ask him.
Nope.
And Cheese is working currently, right?
I believe Cheese is at work at the moment.
Oh, Dominic's calling me back. Dominic's calling me back.
Yes. Yes. See if you can get this to work.
Dominic, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's up?
Hey, you're on Trapdoor to Hell right now.
Oh,
it's just a quick thing, right? Tyler was telling me about how you predicted the Brewers to win their division but not make the playoffs.
Okay.
Now, I think you may have pulled the smartest move of all time, because in the event that game 162 happens on the and the Brewers are first place in the division, on the plane ride home, they get into an airplane accident and they all die. You will then be correct.
I mean, just put it in the atmosphere a little bit. Put it in the universe. Believe. I mean, weird things have happened, right?
Okay.
I
mean, yes. Yeah. No, perfect. I just wanted to make sure we're still on the same path here. So what me and Tyler discussed afterwards is that in the event that happens, we're pretty sure they would cancel the playoffs and make them the World Series champions, but we still need a loser. Because no, you're still right, because they would not have made it to the playoffs. They were automatically named World Series champion. So you're still correct, but we need the loser of that fake World Series.
I mean, fucking put it as the A's. I mean, they're fucking gonna be dog shit anyways.
Perfect. Perfect. That's all we needed from you, brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hang the banner. All right, talk to you later.
All
right. Love you. Bye.
Beautiful.
You heard it here, folks.
Absolutely beautiful.
You heard it here, folks.
The A's are the biggest losers of 2023 if the Brewers win the division and die on day 162 after the game.
Yep. I wish I was still doing graphics. I'd
put them up.
Maybe I could. Yeah, I wonder if the guy who did that show, Danny Phantom, would draw me, but draw a team picture of the Milwaukee Brewers as ghosts.
and then it's just your 2023 World Series champion Brewers. That's tough. That's funny as fuck.
You know what else is funny? I thought we thought the kind of weird things like that. So Laura was talking to me yesterday, and We were just kind of chit-chatting as I was trying to go to sleep, and she wouldn't stop talking. but she, I said something. I said like Waka Waka or something like that. Waka, you know, made famous by.
That is Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear of the Muppets, right? Yeah. She hates the Muppets. Oh, so, I can never watch anything Muppets here. because she hates it, and the kids won't watch Muppets with me.
That's ridiculous.
Can't stand it.
They don't. They won't watch a Muppets Christmas Carol.
Nope, absolutely not.
Not even, not even the remake of the Muppets with Jason Segel.
Nope, not even. So I said that. She then goes on to mention Waka Flocka Flame. That would have been funny.
That would have been.
But she made a reference to something else, and then she went on a tangent, and she's like, you know, I was like, that's Fozzie Bear. And she's like, I don't know who that is. I'm like, from the Muppets, Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie
I'm like,
Bear.
This is why I can't stand you. I can't stand to live with you. I can't stand to be around you. I didn't say all that. But what
he didn't say it. He didn't say it.
But what she said next absolutely frustrated me to the nth degree more.
Oh, no.
But she was trying to figure out this other puppet that she recognized from a kid's show back in the day. And she was like, you know, the one with the big nose, I think his name is blah, blah, blah something. And she's
can I take a guess?
She's like, Ralphie. I'm like, what was it?
She's looking for Alf, right?
She was looking for Alf. She was looking for Alf. How do you forget Alf?
How do you forget Alf? Like, he's up there with 9/11 as things you never forget.
I had to explain to her, like, the Alf is not a joke to me.
No.
I was like, I will not stand here while you take my culture and make it.
Don't cultural appropriate Travis when it comes to Alf.
I was like, I had an Alf sticker
on
my
truck. Yep.
On the rear view mirror. No, not the rear view mirror.
No,
the back mirror.
Back windshield.
Back windshield or whatever you call it. Back mirror, whatever. Window. Back window. There it is.
There you go.
On the cab.
That's the word.
And then she goes, wow. I go, yeah, I fucking went to the mall to get it made. Mm-hmm. And she's like, wait, you went to the mall to get an Alf sticker made? And I was sitting here like, yeah, no shit. It's Alf. He's the best.
Yeah,
I was like, do you not remember, like, 4 or 5 months ago, I was in Target, and I called you, and I said, I gotta leave now. They've got a hand puppet of Alf that's almost 2 feet big, and I cannot spend my money on this. And then we went to Target a few days later, and I showed it to you, and I was so excited. No reference
no
to
recollection,
it at all.
No
recollection of that.
Jesus.
She just doesn't know. And then I was trying to explain to her, like Alf is from a sitcom. And she's like, what's a sitcom? And I'm like,
no,
I'm not doing this.
She was fucking with you.
She's like, you mean like a show? And I'm like, well, yes, technically, but it's a sitcom. I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of you, dude.
She didn't know what a sitcom was?
No, she did not know what a sitcom was.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. Well, what it led me to was I think she said something or whatever, but a brain clicked. Wreck-It Alf.
Oh, shit.
And it's Alf.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got huge fucking hands like Wreck-It Ralph, and he's wearing the same costume. So if there's any tattoo artists out there who would like to draw me Wreck-It Alf, that's going to be my next tattoo now.
That would be awesome.
It's
Wreck-It Alf.
Doesn't it sound awesome?
It sounds so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm jealous.
I was also thinking about another tattoo that's more serious, but with the Mandalorian stuff going on. And, you know, I think I talked about it on here. I talked about it on here the first time I seen the Naboo Starfighter show up in Mandalorian season 2 when used it as the base for his new ship. Like, I cried because I love that ship. So I'm thinking about getting basically like the Naboo Starfighter, but like it's split in half, and half of it looks like how Din Djarin is using it now, and the other half
is
how
the OG
appeared in Star Wars: A Phantom Menace.
Yeah,
I think that would be awesome.
That sounds pretty fucking dope.
I texted Donnie about it. He's like, "Oh, dude, that'd be cool." And then you put like stars all behind it and stuff like that. I'm like,
"No,
I'm not paying for a full." I'm just gonna.
Yeah, you literally just want
just put shit
cruiser.
On it. Just put shit on it.
Yeah,
just put shit on your arm. Nothing needs it. You don't need to have backgrounds or anything.
No.
That's one of the Like, they're
cool. One of the perks of being a white guy.
That's one of the, or it's one of the, like, I'm not going to say tattoos with backgrounds and the full elegant thing aren't cool, but I also think it's so much cooler just to have a bunch of shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, little shit. I think that's cool in itself, too.
Yeah. And it works out because of the randomness of things that you enjoy, that you love, that you're willing
it's
to get tattooed.
It's my personality. It's my absolute personality.
Yeah, it just shows who you are.
Yeah, my personality wouldn't be to have something perfectly structured on myself. It'd be crazy and chaotic and a little bit at a time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you up to date with The Mandalorian?
Of course, dude. Of course.
How fucking awesome was last week, dude?
So fucking cool, dog.
Spoilers
so cool.
For those who didn't watch, but they, like, where do I start here? I don't even know.
I mean,
one
of the little things, so I don't remember. Did you ever watch Rebels? I know I was telling you to watch Rebels.
Basically. I basically watched Rebels.
Basically. So you understood the reference of, God, and now I'm forgetting his name. I've been talking about him all week at fucking work. The big purple dude at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. So he fights along with all those people, and they're already announced for the Ahsoka series.
For the Ahsoka series.
He looked great. The CGI on him looked fucking fantastic, too.
Fucking on the money, looked perfect. Same voice actor from the series, just a little bit more rugged because he is a little bit older.
I did not get the reference. On the money. I did not get the reference at first, but then I realized afterwards, like, wait a second, I think I recognize that guy. And then when I was watching video breakdown of it, they were like, yeah, it's the guy from Rebels, and I'm like, that's it, that's where I know him from.
So just starting off with that in its own right, it was like, holy shit.
I like how they kind of played that, how they played going to that air base too. It, like, the way they shot coming into the base, they had the music, like the Star Wars version of it. Even said, because I watched with subtitles, psychedelic alien rock music or something like that. And it reminded me of, like, going to, like, when you're flying into camp in a movie in Vietnam or anything like that. It gave that same feel. It was pretty good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And
I'm all for everything they're doing right now.
That the woman who used to serve with Moff Gideon.
Yeah,
like that for the when that episode
that bitch is evil.
That during that, what was it, episode 2 or 3, where it basically shipped to them
in to that story
and the cloning guy. Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, at first I was like, what is this? And then I slowly started to get what they're doing. And how they're bringing things back. And I was like, oh, shit, she is yeah. And by the end of the episodes, I was like, fuck, I'm hooked on this. Seeing her come back and just poke her nose in. And like, it's going to get like,
it's shit's going to get gnarly. I think that whole cloning storyline, this is just my theory. I haven't really watched or heard anything about it. But I think they're trying to get to a point where they can explain where Snoke came from. Episode 9 or Rise of Skywalker, they tell us basically that Sidious made this clone of this figure that he could pretty much project himself through. And I think that that's kind of where it's leading.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Moff Gideon.
Leave it to Dave Filoni to take a bunch of garbage that just clouded the sequel trilogy.
Yep.
Sequel trilogy. Yeah, the sequel trilogy and actually make it functioning in a story. See, this shit's not dumb. Like, that's what the people out there who are like, it's stupid what they did. They just kind of fucking blank put it in there. Well, the thing is like, and they did this with Clone Wars 2, the animated series, is like, if you just watch the movies, it's a lot of jump to conclusion. There's a lot of stuff. And the thing is, I also want to say at the same time, I don't think the directors had in mind how it ties in.
No.
When they put it in movies.
No, not
now. Our guy Dave Filoni could take anything that has to do with Star Wars and put it into a show and make it then now interesting and make sense to the Star Wars universe.
Exactly.
If he doesn't do a single movie and he just continues to do this with the shows, I'll be 100% happy.
Yeah, because and you kind of beat exactly what I've been saying is to people who like when they say, oh, this is so stupid, all this shit, I go, well, did you watch any of the shows? And yeah. 9 times out of 10 when they think it's the movies are dumb, they're gonna say no, they didn't watch the shows. It's like, well, there's your gaps. Like people who absolutely can't stand the prequel trilogy, if you watch the Clone Wars show, you learn to love what the prequels did.
But we have to speak from the other side too, right?
Yeah.
Movies should also be made to the effect of you do not have to understand yes. all this lore to get what's going on and to enjoy the movie. And if it becomes too much of that, we're going to have a huge problem.
That's exactly what people like. Not what
people like. Absolutely. That's one of the funnest things about, you know, Ant-Man 1, Ant-Man 2, Captain America and the Winter Soldier,
yeah,
Iron Man, the original, you know, was that there's stuff in there for us, and then there's an enjoyable movie
for casual
disregard of that stuff.
Yeah.
If you do not pick up on that stuff, there's an enjoyable movie. Marvel does not do that anymore.
No.
Everything is tied together. It is getting so huge now that everything has to be tied together and explained in a show and this and that.
Yeah. And you're getting that same fallout.
You cannot stand alone on that. And I think I had this conversation. I wonder if I had this conversation on here, but I've had this conversation with Donnie before about it, because we've talked about it. And I say the one thing, because all the slack now is on phase, this second phase. What is this? Sixth phase?
Phase five,
but it's like the second saga, let's call it. The second saga, right? There's nothing ever been done in cinema like this with Marvel ever. There's nothing been done like this with Star Wars ever, right? There's been movies that have a bunch of sequels and a bunch of spin-off stuff and TV shows.
The closest you get is Fast and the Furious, maybe Harry Potter. I can't think of how many they did off the top of my head, but like
9. Those are,
so 9 Harry Potter. Well, wasn't it 7 Harry Potter films and then a couple Fantastic Beasts? Something along that line.
Sure, sure.
Regardless, it's you know, anywhere from 9 to 12 movies. Marvel is at 31, 32?
Absolutely.
It's fucking absolutely insane how much.
Absolutely.
Not
including the TV shows. And the same thing with Star Wars. There are 9 movies, and there have been franchises that make it to 9 movies. But have there been franchises that make it to 9 movies and have the amount of shows they have and the amount of comic books that release and the amount of deep lore that exists for it, the amount of TV shows now that exist through it? Not really. So people grading it and people have this opinion where they go, well, it's not what it was. Yeah, because what you're expecting was Infinity War and Endgame, because that was the last thing that just happened. We're not there. That's why everybody, but at the same token, they have to do a better job in making those movies digestible for an audience who doesn't, maybe hasn't seen Iron Man 3. Yeah. Maybe hasn't seen Ant-Man 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp. You know, or maybe hasn't seen Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And it's just not, it doesn't work like that anymore. But they're doing everything brand new. This is new. So to further the plot lines and stuff like that, they have to go to these lengths, but to explain it so it's not just goobly gobbly thrown out there, they have to put all this lore that stacks up behind it. Which then it gets complained about as well. But that's the only way that they understand how to do it now.
Yeah.
You don't understand, right? Like, I think, and I now I worry that that DC is going to fall into this too, is because they're regrouping their stuff and everybody
restarting everything.
Everybody wants them to have another, and it wants them to have something as successful as Marvel is. Well, Marvel's on the downhill. They can't keep up with demand. Yeah. They can't keep the VFX team happy. They're overworked. The stuff looks like crap. They're pumping out so much because they have an expectation to uphold.
Yeah. They've shot themselves in the foot going quantity over quality, and it's starting to show in budgets how much the movies are actually making, because all these movies aren't making as much money as they were because low ratings, because they're going quantity and they're taking away from quality of the actual stuff.
But when people are clamoring for the stuff, that's what happens.
Yeah.
I also think COVID throws a weird switch into this too, because for a year or two there was nothing. It was all backed up. So whatever their plan was, instead of pushing everything back, it seems like everybody crammed right here in the middle. And that's not the way to go about it. I think DC would actually suffice and do a better job in having one-off storylines. I mean, some of our favorite stuff, the Batman, the new Suicide Squad that James Gunn did. The new Suicide Squad that James Gunn did. Christopher Nolan, the trilogy. I know people stand up for Man of Steel. That was almost a standalone movie that they ended up trying to tie in, but it was crap.
Watchmen is technically DC too.
Watchmen, the show was great. Mm-hmm. People love the show. Peacemaker. I like the early movie that they did too. That was good.
Yeah.
The Peacemaker show. Why not build your cinematic studios in a creative zone where you can do whatever? That there's no interwoven stuff. You can sell like you've been doing with Batman. You can sell Batman over and over again and give it to different artists to make their own version of it.
Yeah.
Kind of like they do with comic storylines.
I was just going to say, that's the beauty of some of these comics and what we love. And one of the best debates to have with if you're talking comic books and you're talking superheroes, oh man, who's your favorite Batman? Who's your favorite Joker? Stuff like that. And everybody has different opinions because of how different Batmans and Jokers were portrayed. Like early 60s, Adam West and Cesar Romero are fucking highly regarded, but they were more campy, funny fucking ways of Batman. Like if they tried to make that Batman after what we've seen out of fucking Robert Pattinson and Christian Bale, I don't know how well it would be done, but it would be interesting to see.
I think it would do well because it's just a different kind of Batman, you know.
It's the beauty of the storylines.
There's no stress of making it all combined together. Yeah. Just throw it out there. Throw a director at it. Shit. Imagine, I don't like the guy. Wes Anderson doing
a Batman
movie. An Adam West type of Batman movie that's campy and funny, and it has all those bright colors that you remember from the old TV show and shit like that. I mean, I think it plays.
I think you're absolutely right. And I actually kind of love that idea of having like you said, just one-off storylines. You know, it's all under the DC umbrella, and it's almost kind of what they do with the animated movies they do now, to where they do just these one-off movies. They tell a comic story in this movie,
and
bam, call it a day. It's not like every single movie is intertwined, interconnected like everybody expects.
A24, and me and you have talked about this a bunch, A24 and a lot of different horror and smaller companies are doing this, where they are giving the directors free rein at movies. Here's a budget. This is your movie you want to make.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make it, and we'll push it and we'll put it out there. And it just swept up at the Oscars with everything everywhere all at once, not to be confused with Every Which Way But Loose,
which also should have swept at the Oscars back in the 70s.
But How, why is that so? Why would I understand? Because Marvel is making buku bucks.
Yeah.
But I think there's a market there. It's, why not capitalize and say, we're not those people.
Yes.
You don't have to watch everything to watch this one movie. You just come to the movies and enjoy a superhero movie. This one's a blockbuster.
And
this
it would
one's
be
an art house.
And it would be so smart of them to do, because I think, like you kind of said, with Marvel being on a little bit of the decline, because people are kind of getting upset about having to watch all this stuff and do, you know, you have to watch four different movies and five TV shows just to understand this next movie that's coming out. Like, I think you can get a real audience of people who love comic book style movies and love like the storytelling of that, but don't want or don't have the time to put in to watch all this different shit.
And I think
it's thinking outside of the box too. Like, you don't want to just follow suit with your competitor. Oh, they're up here, let me just ride their fucking coattails back here. And while they're up, we kind of move with them. Like, you want to have that idea that's going to fucking put you above
us. Cause they're not going to be that.
No, they're
just not going to be that.
They're 10 years behind, 10, 15 years behind. Like,
yeah.
They have no chance. And I think that's why DC has crumbled, because they've always like tried to catch up to Marvel, but obviously being that far behind, it's a fucking steep hill to climb.
Well, it wasn't that long ago that they were it. That Marvel wasn't anything.
Yeah.
They didn't have shit. The fucking movies, the only Marvel movies worth a shit were fucking Spider-Man back in the day.
I mean, just think the Christopher Nolan trilogy came out the exact same years as you have Iron Man 1 and Dark Knight went out at the same year. And then what was it? 20 Avengers and Dark Knight Rises were the same year. Batman Begins was a couple years prior to Iron Man, but regardless, people will always look at those movies as so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And they were winning that war for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just crazy to think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think we should call this one, brother.
I agree.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. You got some writing to do.
Yeah, I forgot about that. We got loose there for a while.
Yeah, we did.
Next week, we're going to try and have Johnny Rocha on.
Oh,
our friends,
sweet.
We miss Johnny Rocha, so we're going to attempt to have him on, get him on sometime this weekend or something like that. So keep an eye out for that. We appreciate everybody for listening. Right, Twitter, at Trapdoor, or sorry, nope.
No, not anymore. No longer.
At the Guzzler _ TDTH. That's where I'm posting when the podcast is up. That's when I post updates if it's late, if I'm more than a couple days late, if it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get to it, if I'm making a joke about women's basketball, if I'm going after Dominic for his hot takes on the Brewers.
If you're throwing picks out there, don't forget about your picks.
Oh, yeah, my terrible picks that always lose, fade me. That's if you're a sports gambler and you want somebody to bet against, I'm your guy.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's all there. Make sure, subscribe, do all the things, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, whatever. By the way, you know Spotify bought Anchor?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they basically, it's the same kind of function, but it's now under the Spotify umbrella that Anchor operates. I went to go upload a couple weeks ago, and it was just like, it took me to an Anchor website or a Spotify website. I was like, holy shit. So thank you to our overlords at Spotify.
Spotify is so much better than Apple Music, just for anybody out there who thinks it's the other way around.
I don't know how to operate Spotify.
Well, it's just, I'm not taking the shot at you. I'm taking the shot at Cheese, because me and him get in this debate all the time because he's a loyal Apple Music guy.
Okay.
And I use Spotify constantly, and he's just always trying to shit on me for it. So hearing you say that last week, I was like, fuck, I lost another soldier.
But you had understood prior how to use Spotify. You learned a while ago.
Yeah, I've been using Spotify for like 4 years. So
it's
it makes
too
sense.
Late for me. I'm the old guy. I'm the old guy now. I don't know how to do things, and I will never learn.
No. Why would you? Fuck it.
I don't. Now,
you're stuck in your ways.
I used to get excited for new phones. I'm like, son of a bitch, I'm going to have to transfer everything over. The fuck is this?
My SIM card had a failure the other day. I was going to shoot myself. I was like, do I have to get a new fucking phone? Fuck this. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I was like, I was already looking up, like, can I just get the same exact phone? I just want the same thing. I don't want anything new.
Trapdoor to hell gets old.
That's all right.
All right. Anything else you got for him, Ty?
Nope. Everybody go watch Super Mario Bros. I'm not going to watch it, but everybody else go watch it.
Wait, you're not going to watch it?
Dude, I still haven't gone to the movies. I can't find a way.
Is this the bit? Is this a bit now?
It honestly might turn into a bit to where I just never go back to the movies ever again.
I think we're going to try and go this weekend and watch Super Mario with the children's.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear our fucking guy.
Chris Pratt, baby.
Chris Pratt. It's a me, Chris Pratt. All right, everybody. Have a good week. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo, yay, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs cause they go off homes, but don't trip, take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard, bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map, we don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop, and we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.